Fotografia europea 2026. Fantasmi del quotidiano.
Ciao, sono Simona Ghizzoni e vi parlerò di Milkwood.
Hi, I'm Simona Ghizzoni and I'm going to tell you about Milkwood. Milkwood came about as part of the 2026 Commission. It talks about the neighbourhood around Reggio Emilia Historical Station, an area that for years was the heart of the city, but despite this has now been socially marginalised. But margins can't be negotiated. They separate two points and move in two directions, like the gaze. As you move further away, what you think you're running away from also moves further away, when you walk briskly, careful never to meet anybody else's gaze. And we move even faster, like passing shadows, and we end up not leaving traces behind us anymore. So I said to myself that to try and tell the story of somewhere so complex, where we often are the ghosts of each other, I couldn't just rely on what I could see in the neighbourhood, given I had been away for so long. I wanted to create a story alongside the people who live there today. Before I started, I researched the words used most frequently by the media to describe the station neighbourhood in 2025-2026. Degradation, drug dealing, violence, fear and abuse were the most common. I mixed these with the words said by the people who live in the neighbourhood. What emerged was a more nuanced story, which I brought together in the video. Milkwood, also the title of the exhibition, is borrowed from Dylan Thomas's final and posthumous work, a radio play that tells the story of the dreams, hopes and nightmares of a colourful community at nightfall, and which invites us to enter the rooms of its inhabitants without fear, an exhortation to consider listening and the gaze as an ontological act, affirmation and recognition of the existence of others and consequently of our own. Alongside the video is an initial participatory work, images of architecture in the neighbourhood, whose negatives were selected and printed in cyanotype in partnership with the users of Open Day, a facility that takes care of people with serious social vulnerabilities, drug addiction in particular. The second room is dedicated to the portraits of women who live or work in the neighbourhood, volunteers, operators, service users, or simply women who come to the area to meet up. Sometimes there were many more than I had imagined, so much so that it was almost impossible to contain them all in a single room. The third room returns to the wood, the Milkwood, under whose shadow a world grows. Wood, garden, imaginary place that revolves around Raisa's garden in Via Paradisi, one of the streets considered most difficult. Raisa came to Italy many years ago, and for 10 years she has been taking care of her garden, a small flower bed in front of her apartment building where she has planted flowers, calla lilies and agaves, which over time and with her care have become a tiny secret garden that few people know about. The large format prints, originally in black and white, have been hand-painted with watercolours by the group of women who first welcomed me into the neighbourhood at Binario 49. Every Wednesday morning, thanks to the tenacity of Mara, Annalisa and their colleagues, mostly retired teachers, who after teaching the children now teach Italian to their mothers, especially those from North Africa, we created a small painting workshop based on photographs. We did this to say that beauty is vastly underrated. Beauty is an attitude, a way of seeing what could be, an intuition, even where it seems as if beauty can't exist.
La bellezza è una postura, è un modo di vedere ciò che potrebbe essere, è un'intuizione, anche dove ci pare che la bellezza non possa esistere.